From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 18 people believed to be illegal immigrants have died after being locked inside a tractor trailer. Authorities found the bodies early this morning at a truck stop near the town of Victoria, Texas, 125 miles southwest of Houston. An immigration official said this is the largest number of immigrant deaths in this country in a single incident in recent history. Police are holding one suspect. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Witnesses said an 18-wheeler had been parked at Speedy's truck stop near the town of Victoria, about 125 miles southwest of Houston, when a disturbance in the truck prompted an employee to call the police. At 2:30 a.m., deputies with the Victoria County Sheriff's Office arrived. They found 13 bodies inside the truck and four on the ground. An 18th person died later at a Victoria hospital. All were victims of heat-related illness. Eduardo Iberola, the Mexican consul general in Houston, met this afternoon with survivors of the smuggling tragedy. In an interview from the scene, Iberola said the immigrants were mainly Mexicans, with some Guatemalans, Salvadorans, and Hondurans. He said they told him they'd been in the truck for about 4 hours. It was a warm night. Temperatures were estimated in the mid-70s. The truck had loaded up in Harlingen, about 25 miles north of the border, and driven up Highway 77, bound for Houston, a major hub for smuggled immigrants. Iberola said the survivors estimated there were about 80 immigrants inside the trailer, and that a young boy was among the first to die. He said they frantically banged on the sides of the trailer to let the driver know they were suffocating. At one point, he continued, they broke out rear taillights and thrust clothing through the openings to wave and attract the attention of passing traffic, but no one noticed. When the pandemonium in the trailer grew out of hand, Iberola said, the smugglers reportedly parked the rig at the truck stop and drove away in the tractor. Deputies made their gruesome discovery about an hour later. By late this afternoon, 44 survivors had been found. Most of them are in the Victoria Community Center, where they've been given food, water, and clothing. Victoria County Sheriff Michael Ratcliffe today said while investigators are questioning the surviving illegal immigrants to get information about their smugglers, these victims should not feel threatened.
We will treat them as victims, offer them compassion, offer them assistance in making contact with their relatives, who I'm sure are very concerned about their welfare.
In Houston, authorities arrested a man named Tyrone Williams of Schenectady, New York, in whose name the truck was registered, but no charges have been filed. They're also reportedly looking for a Hispanic woman and a white man. Asa Hutchinson, Undersecretary for Border and Transportation Security under the Department for Homeland Security, said in an interview his department will crack down on immigrant smugglers.
And if you pay them to smuggle humans, they also could be paid to smuggle terrorists or paid to smuggle weapons of mass destruction. Alien smuggling organizations will be a target of our efforts. And this loss of life certainly enhances the importance of it. And we are devoting a substantial amount of resources for this investigation.
If, as the Mexican consul says, some 80 people were hidden inside the trailer, how did it get past the U.S. Border Patrol checkpoint? Bill Strasburger, spokesman for the new Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
It's possible to go through. They check the load. If the documents seem in order, if everyone's being very quiet, it can happen. We're on guard trying to catch those, and we do catch them every day almost, but unfortunately, we've not developed a method of catching 100% of the loads going through.
In recent years, investigators have noticed smugglers favoring 18-wheelers to transport large numbers of immigrants, each of whom can pay thousands of dollars for the illegal trip north. Statistics show that more immigrants are dying, both inside vehicles and walking through the desert, since a U.S. border crackdown during the 1990s made it harder to sneak across the international divide. But U.S. immigration officials maintain migrant smugglers have grown greedier and more ruthless as the border has tightened up. John Burnett, NPR News.